gives it to them after the Holy Spirit is poured out. And from Acts through Revelation is exactly what Jesus is referring to right there. The many things that Jesus still had to say unto us is from Acts to Revelation. Now read verse 12 or verse 13 with me. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. That's why I tell you all the time, that's why you know that these charismatic extremist groups and Pentecostal extremist groups and some of them, they're not following God's word. Because all they talk about is speaking in tongues and the Holy Ghost and this and that. And Jesus says the real Holy Ghost doesn't talk about himself. Amen. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, you talk about Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost came to point people to the cross. Amen. Not to point people to you as you flop around like a dog or speaking kind of thing. Or get the puke bucket or whatever they do in those churches. That's all satanic hogwash. That's not God's spirit. That's flesh. That's people showing off so that they can be seen. I've been in churches where it's just like clockwork. As soon as some certain song starts playing, everything, up go the hands. And everybody's looking at them. Ooh, how spiritual. If that was of God, then that woman or man who's doing that, whatever they're doing would point you to Jesus, not to themselves. Sean?
I just want to add to what you just said.
Buddhists, Hindus, it's in the Mormon church, there are people speaking in tongues, different cults and false religions, they all do the same thing. Why? Because it's not of God, it's of man. And when it's something of man, then you can do it anywhere at any time. Even among the satanic cults, they'll tell you, and they're doing their satanic stuff, the Wiccans and people speak in tongues. They're not really speaking in tongues. They're going, it's not really speaking in tongues. What?
Who stole my Honda?
Untie my bow tie. Who stole my Honda stuff? Say that real fast and you're speaking in tongues. There have been linguists sneak into these churches and record what they say and go back and prove that it is not a language. So then they came up with this thing called the heavenly prayer language or whatever, and the tongues of angels, they say. But when angels talked, we understood them. It may not have been English. It was probably Hebrew. But they just make stuff up. It's really what it is. And now Jesus' followers would need to be armed for self-defense. Go back to where we're at in Luke. Why? Because there's a huge change about to take place. God incarnate in Jesus Christ is about to leave the earth. And when he goes back, he says, now things are going to change. And so you need to be armed. I will say this probably more than once. This has nothing to do with any unprovoked violence, offensive war, anything like this. This is all about self-defense. Now, in verse 36, we're there. If you're there, read that with me. Then said he unto them, wait a minute, I want everybody reading this. You're reading a commandment of Jesus Christ. There are no tier levels. If it's a commandment of Jesus Christ, it's right up with the rest of them. But this is one of the most ignored commandments of Jesus Christ in your Bible. So if you're there in verse 36, read it with me. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy it. You say, I just don't believe in carrying guns, and I just don't like guns, and I'm just not going to obey that. Well, don't carry your purse. Don't take money with you. If you're going to be a hypocrite, go all the way.
Amen.
Now, you say, I really don't like carrying guns. It doesn't say guns, but it does say a sword, which represents self-defense. You'd look kind of funny walking around with a sword these days. Charlie would like to. It can be pepper spray. It can be, you know, what do they call those?
Tasers.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. You know, but got a couple people. Now, I want hold your questions and comments just for a few minutes because we want to cover some other things. And I don't want to answer questions and have it come up again in a minute. But verse 36 is making it clear that if you're not going to carry a sword, then go all the way. Don't carry your purse, would be your wallet, fellas. And don't carry scrip, which is money, and then the ability to, some people say it just means something to write on, your checkbook, I guess. Yeah. Whatever it is, just you're supposed to just, if you're really spiritual and you don't need anything for self-defense, then just walk around with nothing but your clothes on. Don't take anything with you. You don't do that. Nobody does. This is a commandment of Jesus Christ ignored by most professing Christians. That's a fact. Now, I want to say this. Because most churches don't teach the Bible. They teach from the Bible. They'll teach something found in the Bible. Or they'll teach something and find something in the Bible to back it up. But God wrote this book to be read and taught verse by verse without skipping the parts you don't like. And the reason the churches are in the trouble they're in is because they're skipping most of the Bible. You can go to a church for 40 years and never hear this taught. And that's just a shame. When Jesus said, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What are you doing skipping? What are you doing preaching the same sermon over and over and over while 9/10 of the Bible you've totally ignored? And why does it always have so much to do with tithing? God has laid this message on my heart, pass the plate. Amen. And people say, one thing weird about your church, I mean, there's a lot of weird things about our church. I mean, how many of you go to church and you sing along to an accordion? It's just a piano with straps. That's all it is. But they'll say, I notice you don't take up an offering. How do you pay the bills? I said, well, I fleece everybody on their way out. No, I'm just kidding. We do have a little box here. And so every once in a while, I have to remind or let people know, especially if we have new people coming in, that you put your offering. But I don't want you giving an offering because we put you on the spot. You should give your offering to the Lord because the Lord has given you that desire to support His work. And if you're here regular, then you must think this is the Lord's work, and that's where. And if you go to another church, wherever you go, that's where your money should go. Support the work where you're being fed. Amen?
Amen.
That's all needs to be said. So we don't have to take up an offering and then give everybody a chance to, you know, drop something clinky in there so everybody looks at them, you know, that kind of thing. But we do get back to my point. We do go verse by verse through the Bible so that we don't skip anything. And that includes what you're reading now. Somebody says, I never thought of ever going to church and hearing a sermon about buying weapons. Well, welcome to BBF. But I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Don't go out there saying, our preacher's telling everybody to buy guns. Jesus said it. I'm just quoting him. And that's really my main job as a pastor and teacher. God has always allowed his people to practice self-defense.
Amen.
You know that? This isn't just, you know, church doctrine or something new. This has always been true of God's people. In Exodus 22:2, just one example. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. Yeah, we call it the castle doctrine today. We also call it the stand your ground. Ohio had this stupid law that you had a, what they call it, a duty to retreat. What an communist, anti-American law. That if someone comes in your house to rob you, you had a duty to run away from them first. Take it all. See you later. And yeah, and then they're allowed to shoot you because you saw them and they don't want an eyewitness. Our laws in the U.S., we've had to undo a lot of laws over the last 20 years. It's about one of the only areas where the United States of America has been going in the right direction. And that is arming its law-abiding citizens so that we can shoot the criminals.
Amen.
What kind of mental case only wants criminals to have guns? I'll tell you, liberals. They're mental cases. They're spiritually bankrupt. They only want criminals. You say, we don't want anybody to have guns. Well, you're dumb then if you think that criminals are going to obey your stupid laws. How many times have you seen a criminal getting ready to rob a bank and he sees a sign, no guns allowed? He's like, shoot. That's how dumb a liberal is. A liberal thinks that a sign on that door is going to keep a criminal from going in there with a gun. Totally void of any kind of knowledge and wisdom. But our laws in the U.S. that are Second Amendment and thus based upon scriptures, that includes the Second Amendment, which is based upon the scriptures.
Amen.
The Second Amendment is not a government right given to you. It is a God-given right recognized by the government. And the government has no right to take your right away from you. It's not given by them and they can't take it away. I'm going to confess to you right now that I was a criminal for years. The government of the state of Ohio made me a criminal for years. I carried a gun illegally in this state for years. Because my right to carry is the Second Amendment.
Amen.
And the Second Amendment wasn't given to me by government. By government, it was given to me by God. And it says a well-regulated militia. That's not the army. That's the people. Being necessary to the security of a free state, we're still free at least a little bit, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Amen.
Every effort to infringe my right to own and carry a weapon for self-defense of myself and my family and my property is satanic. It is a satanic attack on God's word and God-given rights. I just want to recommend the John Birch Society has a whole page about the Bill of Rights, videos and other things about the Second Amendment. But some abuse the following text to preach pacifism. Look over Matthew chapter 5. I don't have time to cover all the objections to Jesus' commandment here, but they try to use Jesus against himself. When he just told his followers to buy a sword. But we're going to look at a text that, remember when he said, don't take a purse, don't take a scrip, is because it belonged to a different time. Now that he's about ready to leave, we're going into this dispensation we live in now, he says, buy a sword. Will you go back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 38? Matthew 5, 38, verses 38 through 42. Read the even with me, so jump right in. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Read the even with me. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. How many of you heard the saying, go the extra mile? Now read verse 42 with me. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Now, anybody telling you that they don't believe you should practice self-defense because you should turn the other cheek, they're lying hypocrites because they don't follow this. How many people walk up? If I walked up to those people and said, you know, I need $5,000, cough it up. Jesus says they're obligated to do it. Isn't that what it says? If any man sue thee at the law, the judge says, you're fined $5,000. That's not enough, judge. I'm going to give 10. That's what you'd do if you're following that. Think. Go to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow thee, turn thou not away. I know people turn away people trying to borrow money all the time. I just don't have it. You don't have it, or you're going to use it for something else. So what's the problem here? The problem is this is Jesus talking about his kingdom. Are you in the kingdom right now? I hope not. That'd be a lame deal, wouldn't it? The kingdom is yet to come. There are principles here, but as far as obeying this to the T, this isn't for this dispensation. It's for Jesus as king. Jesus is offering himself as king, and he's rejected. So there's no kingdom. This will come into play when Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom. And anybody and everybody who come up to me and say, well, I don't believe that. Well, then you're a hypocrite because I know you're not obeying all this.
Amen.
I've never met a single person who tries to say this is for us today who actually obeys it or even tries to obey it. Now, the fact is, for us today, this is hyperbole. It serves as hyperbole. What's that mean? It's a figure of speech in which exaggeration is used for emphasis or effect, as in, I could eat a horse. Now, don't go killing a horse and bring me all the meat. Right?
I don't want a horse.
Amen? How many of you ever said, I could eat a horse, or I'm so hungry I could eat a horse? Did you eat a horse?
No.
It's a hyperbole. So go back a few verses to 29:30, right here in the same text. Same text. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast in the hell. Do you not understand that's hyperbole? I know you do, because if not, I guarantee you I'd be looking at a bunch of one-eyed people right now. I will guarantee you, if your right eye works, you have used that right eye to sin. And if you're going to follow this to the letter literally, then you should all be a bunch of one-eyed patches. We look like a pirate convention.
Arr. Not only that, but we should be loved.
Well, then that goes to the next verse. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. We should all be lefties. Southpaws. I know I've done a few things with this hand. I was probably, I don't even know how old it was, first time I tried to take a candy bar from the store. Whew, I'm glad my mom and dad didn't follow this literally. They'd been called me stubby growing up. Amen? Now, do you get it? Do you see the point? Jesus isn't telling you to mutilate yourself. It's called hyperbole. And he's telling you to get the principle of the thing. Amen? And this is also not for your dispensation for literal fulfillment. If you're not plucking out eyes or cutting off hands, don't pretend to that turn the other cheek literally nullifies self-defense. It's not he's not even using that for physical violence. It is that when people say bad things to you or about you, you say, you know, you bunch of Christian blank tards, they called me the other day, an F-tard, you know what I'm talking about? And I didn't pull my gun out and shoot him. I didn't beat him up. I just said, you know, it's a shame that you feel that way. If there's some reason you do, I'd love to talk to you about it. And then another time, somebody else made a comment about us, called us a Christ cuck or something like that. I don't even know what that means. And I said, he got really nasty with his vocabulary. And I said, you know, your vocabulary just reveals the condition that your mind and heart is in right now. And so that's what it means. It means, you know, you try to respond. Now, you don't always have to be sweet. Oh, isn't that sweet of you to call me that? That's not. But you be reasonable, calm, and truthful, factual. Don't just start calling names. Oh, yeah? Well, you're ugly. Start telling, your mama's that so ugly. You know those jokes. So back to the text in Luke. With that understanding, Luke 22, verses 36 and 37. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors. You know where that's at? Huh? Isaiah 53. He's quoting Old Testament scripture. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. So he's telling them, you don't get the sword to stop what has to happen. This has nothing to do with offensive war or offensive tactics. And in verse, before I move on, I just want to say, and when Jesus is gone, things will get real. They're not going to have as much of the miraculous taking place in their lives, especially at the end of Acts. The apostles are still alive and well, and we saw Wednesday. Paul left Trophimus, we called him Trophy, at Miletus, sick. Why? Because Paul didn't have those healing powers anymore.
Amen.
He had them through the book of Acts, but by the time the book of Acts closes, the transition is done and the purpose of those sign, miracles, and gifts had come to an end. And Paul couldn't heal people. Now that's Bible, folks. Doesn't matter what the TV preachers tell you.
Amen.
That's how it worked. And that's how real it got after Jesus left and the transition of Acts was over. So why a weapon? Just real quick. Wild animal attacks. How many of you have seen the videos of coyotes trying to carry off toddlers? One of them was in California.
In a subdivision.
I want to tell you something else. Coyote tries to drag one of my grandbabies away. If Charlie don't shoot it first, I'm going to shoot it.
Amen.
That coyote's dead.
Amen.
No more road runner with that guy. But also for thieves, rapists. If someone came in my house, I don't know that they're just going to try to take something, and I'm not going to let them kill my wonderful wife.
Amen.
Come in my house, you just signed your death certificate. I mean, uninvited, of course. Yes. And if you can't say that, you're a mental case. Someone come in your house and you just let them rape and kill. The Bible says you're worse than an infidel. The Bible says you will provide for your own house, and if you won't provide protection, you're worse than an infidel and have denied the faith.
Amen.
Also, hunting for food.
Yeah.
How many of you know Charlie got one this year? Anybody else get a deer? I know you didn't get enough of them because one of them slammed into my car. I didn't get to eat him. But you know that hamburger you ate, that chicken you eat, it comes from an animal. And if things get rough, you're going to wish you'd be able to hunt your own.
Amen.
And protecting family. And several million times. How many, Charlie, you know the statistics last year alone, how many times a gun was used to protect? And it wasn't a cop. We're talking
hundreds of thousands, if not millions, every year of defensive uses.
You know why you don't know about that? Because your news media is communist. And especially the ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and Fox News, all those corporate, they rarely tell you about any of those incidents. They'll tell you about the inner city gang violence. Not that I don't care about those people, but that's a whole different world. If you take all the gang violence off the table, we have very little gun crime in this country. And you know where all the mass shootings take place? There's exceptions that prove the rule, but they're almost always in gun-free zones. The liberals create slaughter zones for the killers. And if a killer wants to kill a bunch of people, he knows exactly where to go. Look for a place with those signs up saying no guns allowed. It's insanity. Just insanity. And every pacifist who claims not to believe in guns or carrying weapons, they're a pretender, that's a nice word for liar. When attacked, or in the vicinity of others being attacked, you'll see that lying hypocrite always use their fists, rocks, ball bats, or whatever weapon their hands they can get their hands on to fend off the attacker. Well, wait a minute. If a weapon is wrong, it's wrong. Don't start defending yourself now. Stick to your guns.
Yes, good job.
Show us how much you would believe all that garbage you're telling everybody when you tell them, I don't believe in weapons, I don't believe in guns. They come after your baby, and the next thing you're doing, what are you doing? Turn the other cheek. They don't do it, and they never will, because they're lying hypocrites. That's virtue signaling. They're trying to tell you how spiritual they are. But when it comes down to the real thing happening, you'll see their real belief.
And
every one of these gun control liberals and progressives in the Republican Party, they all have armed security. Because
yes.
Again, they're liars. They're hypocrites.
Right.
I simply choose to obey Jesus Christ and have my weapon on me. You say, when? If I'm awake. If I'm awake. Amen. And we can talk about more about that. We got to close it up. Verse 37, 38 again says, "For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end." And they said, "Lord, behold, here are two swords." And he said unto them, "It is enough." So you had a dozen people there, and they had a couple of swords. That's enough to fend off, you know, the kind of attack that they're talking about. But he says that in verse 37 because he didn't want them to do what Peter ended up doing. And we'll come to that later. But Jesus came to die. So he's leaving these instructions for after he's gone. He's not telling them to defend him and keep him from going to the cross. That's the whole reason he came. And you ain't Jesus. That's why you carrying a weapon makes sense. God did not send you to die for the sins of the world. God didn't send you to die as a martyr. If you die as a martyr, it's not because that's God's will for your life. So in closing, and stepping back, no matter what it is, do you pick and choose when to obey Jesus? You shouldn't. And that's the challenge to a message like this morning. Do you choose? Well, I'll obey Jesus here, but not here. Jesus told you to buy a sword. You choose what that means, what type of self-defense you want. But if you choose not to, you're disobeying Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you that because I love you enough to tell you the truth. And I don't want to see you on the evening news.
Amen.
Because they only tell about the victims. And I don't want to see any of you ladies raped.
Amen.
If you go jogging all alone or walking all alone and you don't have a weapon, you're foolish. And men, you ought to be able to protect yourself and your families. And again, that's Jesus' word, not mine. If you trust him, you will do what he tells you to do. Oh, I'm not going to carry a weapon. I just trust him. No, you don't. You don't trust him because he told you to carry a weapon. If you trust him, you'll do what he says to do. You're not trusting in him. You're trying to show off. Spiritual virtual signaling is what you're doing.